Facebook Live captures alleged smuggler with migrants during high-speed car chase. By Bob Price on October 27, 2019. A Facebook Live video appears to capture several minutes of a vehicle pursuit where an alleged human smuggler with 10 migrants on board claims to be attempting to outrun law enforcement. The video and the Facebook account of the person who posted the video have since been made unavailable. "I've got immigration on my ass," the alleged human smuggler can be heard telling his tio, uncle, in a cell phone conversation. "I've got immigration on my ass because I have 10 guys with me. I need you to do me a huge favor and not tell anyone," he continued. "I'm in a fucking SH though fight now. Could you go open the ranch gate so that I can drive in super fast and close the gate so I can lose them?" He explained that Border Patrol vehicles were about a mile behind him at the time. His uncle apparently responded that he was in town and no one was at the ranch to open the gate. "Fuck," the alleged smuggler responded. "I am going to save these vatos, men, and I'm going to save my ass," he concluded before hanging up. Earlier in the video, he could be heard calling his father and telling him "I love you" as if saying goodbye. At one point, the female passenger, also reported to be a human smuggler, claimed the vehicle was doing 160. That speed in kilometers per hour converts to about 100 miles per hour. At one point, the alleged smuggler tells the woman, "We're jumping, we're running, we're leaving the car." Shortly after the alleged smuggler says goodbye to his uncle, he appears to drive the vehicle off the roadway at a high speed. The vehicle comes to a stop and everyone bails out of the vehicle. The woman continues the video as she runs through the brush. Police sirens can be heard approaching the scene about a minute after the bailout. Sheriff's Office deputies in Zapata County, Texas, initiated a vehicle pursuit on a vehicle suspected to be smuggling a group of migrants on Friday. U.S. Border Patrol agent Hector Garza told Breitbart, Texas, in his role as vice president of the National Border Patrol Council, NBPC. "Texas Department of Public Safety troopers backed up the deputies during the pursuit," he said. "When Border Patrol agents arrived on the scene of the bailout, they conducted a search and apprehended the driver and passenger along with several aliens," Garza told Breitbart, Texas, in a phone interview. "This video shows the real danger these human smuggling pursuits present," Garza continued. "Fortunately, this one ended safely, but we see way too many where innocent civilian bystanders are injured or killed in crashes involving these smugglers. You can hear the fear in the voices of the people pleading to be let out as the vehicle reached speeds around 100 miles per hour," Garza stated. "Many times, these types of pursuits end in crashes, or worse yet, vehicle rollovers where the migrants are severely injured or killed." In June 2018, Border Patrol agents in the Del Rio sector engaged in a pursuit of a human smuggler with 14 people crammed into a Chevrolet Tahoe, Breitbart, Texas, reported. Dimmitt County Sheriff's Office deputies took over the pursuit, which ended after the driver lost control while entering the town of Big Wells, Texas. The vehicle rolled several times, ejecting 12 of the 14 people on board. At least 4 migrants died at the scene and a 5th died at a San Antonio hospital from injuries sustained in the crash. "We have also seen an increase in the strategy of packing human cargo into big rig trailers," Garza continued. "This appears to be happening as more OTMs, other than Mexican, migrants are returned to Mexico under the MPP policy. As the migrants figure out they can't just arrive and stay, they begin to seek more traditional human smuggling tactics to get into the country." Breitbart, Texas, reports extensively on the human smuggling activities in South Texas and Arizona involving tractor-trailer rigs with human cargo. Breitbart, Texas, reached out to Laredo Sector Border Patrol and U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials for an official statement on the vehicle pursuit. Officials promised a response that has not yet been received. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at BobPriceTX and Facebook. Disclosure: Breitbart Texas sponsored the Green Line podcast for the NBPC in an effort to provide a platform for agents to inform the public about the realities on the border and what Border Patrol agents face. Director Brandon Darby received an award from the Laredo chapter of the NBPC for his work in helping to defend and bring a voice to Border Patrol agents. Breitbart News assisted in covering funeral costs for a slain Border Patrol agent previously.